A town that made the news recently is Greenbelt, Maryland. It couldn't be a more American town. Created in 1937 as a federal venture in housing, its town coffee shop is called the New Deal Cafe. It was a social experiment for its pioneers, who were diverse at the time, Catholic, Jewish, and Protestant. Greenbelt is truly diverse now, a town where three of the hijackers went undetected at a gym in the local shopping center. How ordinary American life intersects with those who would undermine it has been a matter of contemplation across America. We went to Greenbelt and dropped in on Gold's Gym and met Kathleen Renner, who works out at the gym three or four times a week.
I was here watching the television when the second building fell. I was exercising because I was so wrought up that I came to exercise, so that was very startling. I watched it with the staff.
Of course, never dreaming that Gold's Gym would ever be mentioned.
Oh, no. We would have no idea that Gold's Gym was coming. No.
One hopes that you don't begin to harbor suspicions about strangers.
Well, no. I've lived in Islamic countries. I know Islamic people are like the rest of us.
Where have you lived and why?
I've lived in Turkey. My husband was military, and we were stationed over there.
Now Greenbelt is testing its harmony and tolerance, and it seems to be succeeding.
Andrea!
At Eleanor Roosevelt High, the head of the Student Government Association is 17-year-old Taco Mahdi. She's the daughter of the local imam.
Well, I just think it's interesting that people are accepting that I'm Muslim and they actually voted for me to be the president. I think that's good, that they just not saying, oh, she's Muslim, you know, no. Like, I always get questions. It's because people are curious. But this time, people more have been comforting me because, you know, they've been, like, negative towards Muslims at this point, but they've been coming to me, are you okay? Have anybody been messing with you? So I'm getting a lot of positive attention rather than negative.
And what do you say to them about the faith? Does anyone question, like, what do you think of these terrorists or what do you think of the Taliban? Do you answer questions like that?
That really wasn't the faith right there, what they did. They wasn't representing Islam or Muslims. I don't know what that was, but I feel that that wasn't a good representation of Muslims.
When he announced the New Deal in July of 1932, Franklin Roosevelt said, out of every crisis, every tribulation, every disaster, mankind rises with some share of greater knowledge, of higher decency, of purer purpose. Taco Mahdi thinks that's what's happening now.
Recently, the SGA, the Student Government Association, we put on a candlelight vigil, and we just asked the whole community to come out and just be in support of each other. We had different speakers, like my dad spoke, and Pastor McLaren. A lot of people came to support us. The superintendent, the mayor of Greenbelt, even Staples helped us out. They gave us 500 free copies for what we could put our flyers up around the neighborhood. I was just really proud. I was really happy that we all came together.
We are, said Roosevelt, a nation of interdependence, town and city, north, south, east, and west. A goal to be understood by the people of the country, no matter where they live, no matter what.